I have a new niece. My sister popped out her third baby.
Oh, I don't know if I knew this.
I did.
Well, that's because you were in Rochester and I was going to see you when I was down there. My sister wanted me to photograph the birth.
Again.
And so, yeah, again. So she was like, hey, I think we're going to go in. I think like the contractions are heavier, you know, like, and then her first two, the kids had to be induced to come because mm-hmm. they weren't coming on their own. The third one finally decided on its own it was going to come. So, like, we didn't know how quick it was going to be. And so I live an hour away from where their hospital was going to be. And so by the time she was like, yeah, we're getting ready and going in, I was like, okay, cool. I'll get ready and start driving down. Like, you know, the last times I got there, like, I got there and then we had to wait 3 hours. And then the baby came. Mm-hmm. So, like, mm-hmm. oh, but not this one. I got to Cannon Falls and I got a call from her husband. And he was like, yeah, you can turn around. The baby already came. And so I found out that she didn't even make it into the bed.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
And the baby just slipped on out.
The hello world.
And somebody caught it while she was like on the side of the bed at the St. Mary's.
Oh, dang.
Or was it the Methodist Hospital? Where do they have the babies? Well, I don't know. One of the two in Rochester.
That's kind of like my sister-in-law. She was in labor for a solid like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
Yeah. Nephew was born by the time we got to Rochester.
Wow. Yeah. I told Jacob, I was like, you're lucky you didn't have to deliver the baby in a parking ramp or on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But that's a story.
Absolutely. It is a story. And like, this is their third child together. So I was like, he could probably do it.
Hopefully.
You know? Anyway. Welcome to Rough Around the Hedges podcast. I'm Kaylin.
I'm Christine.
I'm Jen.
Jen's joining us again.
Again.
Yeah. So today, we are going to be discussing things to do in the spring for when your houseplants start waking up.
Or things to start thinking of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't, like, you know, for me, I'm going to be accumulating all my potting supplies and starting to repot.
Yes.
I know you hear a lot of don't repot in winter, but, like, the end of January, beginning of February, absolutely in March. I usually start this before March, though. I tell people to wait till March. For me, though, mm-hmm. it's usually, like, things need to start getting repotted in February.
This episode is coming out mid-February.
Perfect. So Kaylin will be repotting when you get this episode.
It is time. If you haven't started thinking about springtime, it's time to start.
Mm-hmm. Dun, dun, dun.
And here's what you gotta do.
So, yeah. For me, it's mostly, my big thing is repotting. Because plants, the soil that they're in, it's starting to go bad. Mm-hmm. They're not able to hold on to moisture, so I'm having to water more often. The plant pot is full of roots now that's using up the water. So, mm-hmm. like, a lot of it's up-potting.
Right.
And it's not necessarily refreshing soil. It's up potting, which is a blessing and a curse at the same time.
Yeah.
Especially when you get big plants, because then it's like a 2-3 person ordeal.
Yeah. Like anytime I have to repot a ficus, I have to bribe someone to come over and help me. Shout out to Kat for helping me repot last time. Actually, I had Brandon do it and Kat do it, but I had to do it at the beginning of the season and the end of the summer. Mm-hmm. Damn it. Well, because I was putting some of them off. That was why.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, I'm going to be going on Monday to the plant supply store, picking up cocoa coir. I need more fertilizer. I'm starting to do kelp.
Oh.
And for the record, everybody, I've been fertilizing weekly, W-E-A-K-L-Y.
Weekly.
All
not weekly.
I've been fertilizing weekly all winter, about a quarter strength. Although now I have little pumps. Mm-hmm. I've been saving all my empty soap containers. And so all my fertilizers are in pumps that are recycled. And then it's like, here, two pumps of this, two pumps of this, five pumps of this. So it's so easy to dose out my fertilizer now that mm-hmm. it's almost, okay, I'm like a child pushing buttons on the elevator. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to do the little pumps and make my little mad scientist formula.
Your potion.
Yeah. So I have the fertilizer. I have CalMag because I'm using a cocoa-based substrate. So you got to add CalMag back into that. And then
I didn't know that.
I don't do it.
Well, Mackie told me about buffering the cocoa coir with CalMag before you use it.
Mm.
Interesting. I didn't know
it's like a nutrient lockout thing. I had Mackie explain this all to me, and basically what it is now, because I'm using cocoa coir, I'm just making sure to use CalMag to hydrate my cocoa and then also fertilize with it.
I'll ask Mackie about it.
I think we've talked about it in an episode before.
I mean, you probably have. It sounds familiar.
Which episode? I don't know.
Yeah, y'all got
okay,
a lot
so
of
I'm
them.
Using my fertilizer,
watering.
My CalMag.
Probably.
The basement plants get kelp. Because I have a pump bottle down here, but upstairs I don't have a pump bottle yet, so my upstairs plants aren't getting kelp yet. So I need to save one more soap bottle so I can give them kelp. And then I was going to get a pump bottle for the silica that we were going to try out. Mm-hmm. I have not been adding the silica. So we talked about it, you know, like 20 episodes back. I was going to start using it, see what it like effect it would have on my plants if I start getting like bigger, thicker stems. Have not hardly been using it. So I'm going to put it in a pump bottle. I'm going to add it into my regimen. And then I've also gotten lazy about pH balancing because I haven't figured out what the pH is.
I've never pH balanced.
I started doing it for my alocasia, but stuff does grow a little bit better when the pH is like in its preferred range.
Yeah.
But I haven't bothered to figure out what the pH is with the CalMag added, so I've just been omitting that for now.
I don't even know what our water is. No idea.
Do you have river water where you're at? You will have to, once you do incorporated silica in, you will have to, because it's going to make it really basic.
Okay.
Yes, basic. I always have to pH down it.
Okay. I was kind of going to like wait and do it all at once when I have all my pump bottles. Yeah. So then I only have to figure out it once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair.
But anyway, let's see. Yeah. So if you are not actively fertilizing, you can start your fertilizing once you notice your plants starting to pick back up. I'm already noticing stuff is starting to grow a little bit more because there's a little bit more sunlight in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then also that's why they just seem to not be holding on to moisture as much. For me, I'm pretty much on a once a year or once every year and a half repotting schedule.
Yeah, that's about what I'm at.
I let the plants tell me when they want to be repotted. So again, if it's drying out too quick, needs an up pot or needs a soil refresh. If it's not holding on to moisture, same thing.
And I always wait until I have like multiple plants I need to repot because it's an adventure every time.
Yep.
I have my little potting station in the basement so I can do one at a time. But usually like when I'm in the mood to do it, I'll be like, I've been putting this one off.
That's what it usually
I've been
ends
putting
up.
This one off. I'm like, I have these props that could get potted up. So
usually it's once I finally acquire the pots to pot up.
Oh, so, you don't have enough pots?
No.
Do you need some nursery pots?
Maybe.
You want to go shopping?
Well, I went to Tonka Dale's recycle bin and found like a stack of the really nice, like tall 6-inch pots. So I have those right now.
Ooh, I have that was a swear word, everybody. A ton of tall 6-inch if you need more right now. I even have net ones.
I'm gonna say right next to I really needed them to pot up my elbow cuttings. So right now I'm okay.
Okay. Please take them off my
head. I will eventually.
I grabbed a bunch from landscaping last year.
Yeah. But
I have a ton.
So like I'm currently in the stages of making a list of what needs to get potted. Yeah. Potted and or potted up. So like
I've done that.
My cupria is on that list. All of my Hoya seedlings or Hoya cuttings that have been sitting in plastic bags all winter long are ready to go.
Oh, did you guys pot up your serpent's cuttings yet?
No, that's on my list of things.
Mine are.
Good job, Jen. Mine are too.
I did it like 3 days ago.
I don't know why I have more serpent's cuttings, but I did somehow have
extras. Do you owe somebody serpents?
No, I gave you guys all the ones I had, and then for some reason I took more.
Oh, well.
But I have two pots in here. I'm pointing to the tent, everybody. I'm going to try growing them in the tent and see if they like the higher heat, higher light, higher humidity, and let them do the terrestrial thing.
Yeah.
And then I'll sell them.
So I've been acquiring pots. I've been acquiring the adamants. Like, I was
amendments.
Out. Amendments. Adamants. Adamant. You add them in. They're adamants. I am adamant. So, like, I was going through my pile of shit and saw that, like, I needed cocoa croutons. I still have the giant bag of perlite I bought last year. I'm good on coir, kinda. I could use more.
I need to get more perlite. I have the super chunky, but not the normal stuff. I ran out.
Jen, since I'm going to the plant store on Monday, you'd have some of mine. You can just take my bag home, and then I'll...
Just buy a new bag.
That works. That works.
If you want to save a trip.
I would love that because that is quite an adventure for me.
Yeah. So it's definitely beneficial to kind of walk around your stuff and take note. That way you're not like.
You don't have to surprised. Do it in that moment.
Yeah.
But then you know what you have to do.
When everyone else is buying stuff. And there have definitely been times where I've gone to like Menards and can't find anything.
Yeah.
Because gardeners have just gone crazy.
The shops I shop at are always well stocked. So.
Yeah.
It's plant substrate specifically, but.
Menards is just easy for me because it's so close.
I love Menards. Our household is a Menards household.
It's always such a trip to go to like Eco Garden Supply and all that. Plus, they're not open when I.
Well, and see, I used to work right down the road from it. So,
how long does it take? I wonder how long it actually takes me to get there.
It would probably be 20 minutes from here. So if it takes you an hour, 45 minutes, 50 minutes?
About 45, 50.
Yeah.
I do need, I'm going to have to figure out a fertilizer thing, whether if I want to swap or just keep
swap to the one that I did. We'll try the MSU together.
Minutes.
Okay. I'm at like, I could probably get through like two more months with the fertilizer I have.
Yeah. I realized, so I've been kind of hoarding my 9-6-3 or for my 936 fertilizer, mm-hmm. and I am still using that up. But I bought a new. I want to try the MSU fertilizer, and then I was shopping on a website. They have K Light, so less potassium, mm-hmm. and so it's like a 12-1-1.
Is that the one you sent me?
Yes.
Yep.
So I got the 2-pound bag. It's a powder, so I'm gonna have to start not using a pump bottle for that. But I'm mm-hmm. excited to try it. It has.
Wasn't that the stuff though that you didn't want to necessarily? It had like a bad shelf life.
So that was the 25-pound bag.
Gotcha.
So I got the 2-pound bag in the mm-hmm. specific, like, moisture-resistant bag or whatever.
Gotcha.
That's what I ended up buying. And free, shipping was free, so it didn't actually matter.
Sure.
But I'm going to try that because it's
It's a powder that goes in water or a powder that goes in soil?
No, it's a water.
Gotcha.
You mix the powder into your water. That's your fertilizer.
Gotcha.
So 12-1-1, and then it has, like, 10 and 8 for the calcium magnesium. And then some other stuff, too. And I've been reading up on it. And I've been unhappy with the stuff I've been buying that is now owned by Super Thrive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm using up the last of mine and then I'm switching to something else.
Well, like, we had the CNS 17 for so long. I love that. Okay, Brandon's sister has a bottle still that she hasn't been using. And I was like,
can I buy that off of you?
Yeah, I was like, can I just have that? I love that stuff. I am not a fan of the new, like, it just doesn't.
I feel like it doesn't do anything.
I don't feel like it does as much as what I like the CNS 17.
No, stuff was like. The CNS 17 was like a steroid almost. Like stuff was just going crazy.
Do they not make it anymore?
No.
No. So I have a bottle of the CNF 17 upstairs. I wanted to save it so that I could have the label.
Ah.
And I was comparing that to the Dynagrow Foliage Pro, which is what I had to switch to
yep.
get my 3:1:2 ratio. And the Dynagrow stuff doesn't have as much calcium magnesium. And it's missing some of the other stuff. We can go look at it if you want. But I was like, I wonder how important these things are.
Yeah.
But also, since I'm growing in that cocoa-based media, like, I'm going to commit to adding more calcium magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see this year how stuff goes. And I already have big plants, so I'm excited yes. to see the difference
right.
that it will make. Yeah, and just, I don't know. It's fun giving your plants enough light and fertilizing them. They're happy.
Right.
It's fun seeing giant plants that are happy.
Well, like, I don't know if this is because I paid more attention to who's getting light in the tent, but I have been getting leaves sizing up for me on my pink princess and my white wizard.
I saw your pink princess when I walked in here. I like took a little loop around. Yeah,
but like those pink princess leaves are like
big.
They're very big. The last two have been incredibly big. The white mm-hmm. wizard, the last two have been incredibly big. But guess what? I started adding kelp and the CalMag into my fertilizer and actively fertilizing my basement plants. So like coincidence or is it because I upped their light just a little bit because I raised the plant closer to the light?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Is it all three?
I have gotten in this really bad habit of, you know how we bought a hose for our basement?
Basement hose.
So I have a hose that I water my tent with.
Yeah.
But I haven't been fertilizing for like the last month and a half.
Get the attachment.
I know. I just haven't.
They're at Menards. So,
I know. I need you to. Like I Menards. Just have. I love Menards.
should I text Dave and tell him?
You should. He'd be like, Menards trip? Okay.
Oh, the fertilizer attachment?
Because like I even got. I didn't want like a full size hose, so I got one of the like expanding hoses.
Yes, I love those.
So it shrinks down when I'm not using it. And then I got the handle that has like, it's like an extended handle, so I can actually reach into the back of my tent easier. It's nice.
Yeah.
Instead of having like a 2-gallon thing that I have to go fill up 10,000 times to water everything.
Right.
And it also makes watering very quick.
Yeah.
I don't have a hose hookup in my basement, but I won't. I need the sink doesn't have the thing on it.
Mm-hmm.
I need to also go to Menards because that would be so nice.
Yeah.
Cause like I'm using one of the watering can jug things from IKEA and it only mm-hmm. holds like 3/8 gallon.
Yep.
So I'm walking back and forth a lot, which great for exercise.
And honestly,
it'd be so much more convenient if I could just.
The time we bought the hose was actually perfect because I went to go use my pump sprayer that I had been using like a week and a half later, and it's broken. It doesn't pump anymore. So, like, it just happened to be, like, the perfect timing where I didn't have to use my 1-gallon watering can to water my entire tent, which would probably take me a solid afternoon.
I texted Dave.
Okay. I guarantee he's going to look at his phone and be like, what? And then just be like, okay. He's used to just random stuff from you, honestly.
It's a shame I'm not messaging him in our boat yet.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to sell a boat on Marketplace, and I messaged him on that listing, which is usually how I talk to him.
It is, actually.
Anyway,
so as stuff's waking up, are we making lists of what we're going to have to propagate?
Yeah. For me, it's not necessarily what I want to propagate. It's what I want to start over for myself.
Ah.
So, like, on that list is going to be Dark Lord, Tortum, Glad Hands. Mm-hmm. I might start the orange marmalade over.
Oh, just taking the top.
But also, part of me is like, well, if you're going to grow a 5-foot tall plant that looks amazing at the top, you have to start somewhere. So yeah. The other part of me is like, should I just leave these guys? Mm. Tortum, no. The other ones, maybe.
Yeah.
I just go around Glad with hands, a pair no. of scissors and a razor blade on one day, and I'm just like, what do I want to cut? And I just end up with a pile of stuff.
Yeah. I used, when March rolled around, I used to go and chop everything I could mm-hmm. propagate to make plants for to then get ready and sell. Mm-hmm. That used to be my spring plans. And now I'm just like, one, I don't really have room for it. Two, I don't have the energy for it. Three, if I'm going to grow my own veggies and start them in my house, I can't be doing houseplants.
Right.
So I did have an evil thought. I should chop my Thai in the spring.
Ooh, do it. Ooh. Do it. Do it.
But also, what if I don't?
But what if you did?
Isn't that thing running out of room?
Define room.
Are you going to air layer it like you did your elbow?
No, because the arrow roots on that thing are so big and obnoxious that I would just cut it and put it in soil. Mm. Honestly, I'm looking at the Thai and looking at it and the dollar signs are flashing.
Oh, fair.
Because fair. I'm unemployed and I could use the money. So I'm like, I could sell parts of this. But then I'm like, what would I want to sell? Like, would I want to keep the top cut or would I want to keep it for myself? Is like, and then also, how many leaves do you put on that top cut? Like, is somebody really going to buy $1,000 Tycon from me if I take off like my biggest 5 leaves, root it in a pot, get it growing?
If it's a rooted plant,
$1,000. That's what they were. That was what they were going for back in crazy COVID times
for tiny leaves,
huge plant. Okay, they were still big Thai leaves compared to the tissue cultures we're seeing.
Sure,
but they're not. How big are they now? 30, 30. I think it's my they're latest big. Leaf was like 30, 31.
I almost think you need to do the thing where you post it before you've cut it and say serious inquiries only. I will cut and root it and pot it for you and hand it over once it's a plant. But this is how much you're going to be spending and see if you find a buyer that way.
Some people don't like that because they don't like waiting.
True. Yeah. I don't know.
If I was in one of the Facebook groups, I could be like, make me an offer.
Yeah.
I'll, depending on what your offer is, depends on how many leaves you get. Mm-hmm. And I like, you know, people are notoriously bad at propagating elbows and ties.
Yes.
So like in the past,
well, they're even worse at keeping them sustained so that they get that big.
Yeah. Also, it makes me sad because I feel like if I did chop it, prop it, sell it for a shit ton of money, that's whoever buys it, who has the money to buy it, isn't going to take care of it properly. And then they're going to
kill it.
You
can't think about that. We had a whole episode about that, Kaylin. You can't think of that.
I was going to say, you guys did have like a full episode of that conversation.
Get it out.
I know. And I'd be like, money. Whole month's worth of rent.
It's a plant. It's going to grow again.
I know. And then also, like, I could sell cuttings mm-hmm. with these giant leaves, but we all know once those start growing into plants, the leaf is not going to be big.
Mm-mm. Oh,
it might be bigger than like some of the TCs that they are selling for $25 right now, but they're not going to be huge right away. So right. Like, how much time and space do I want to devote to growing those into plants when the petiole is 4 feet long and the leaf is 33 inches?
Right.
That would be absolutely insane.
That'd be a lot of room.
I know.
A lot.
It would almost like, once it started, I'd almost have to just cut the leaf off.
Yeah.
Because that's just so much sticking out of where the pot would be.
Either that or you'd have to do it outside and wait till they're warm enough to put outside.
Yeah. So anyway, that crossed my mind. I don't know if it's something I want to do. I would say if I didn't cut the thyme, I could grow it this summer. It'll get big. It'll take up even more room in the window. And then I could cut it next year. But then I don't know if I'll have room in that window for anything else.
Right.
So Jen, you asked if it's too tall. It's not too tall because what happens is the leaves, they come out vertically. Mm-hmm. And then as that leaf does its thing, it kind of turns horizontally. The petiole will like go horizontal.
How long until you run out of room, though, for when it goes up before it goes down?
If I had enough like width-wise room, I could probably do 2 more years before I run out of height room. Because he's only probably about 4 feet off the ground is where the top of his like...
True, because that's where the true top of him is.
Yeah, and the petioles. Because the petioles are just so long. And honestly, they would kind of be funny if I had that part of the plant at like 7 feet tall and then the plant just like grows into the ceiling and he's like, ow. There's a ceiling in my way.
How rude.
Okay, what else am I doing in the spring?
I still have two Soltex in boxes that I need to set up.
Congratulations to me. I finally put up my last two. I just made some executive decisions. I put the Florida Beauty up in the bedroom.
Nice.
With the full powered Soltec, and then I used the lower wattage one in the dining room for the begonia immense next to my desk right. by the patio door. Didn't have to put a hole in the wall for that one.
I want to add on like one or two Soltecs above where Rosie's kennel is.
In the corner?
Yep. So I can put stuff in the corner.
I want them to have another sale. Come on, Soltec.
They are. It's not a good one, but they are. I just got a text yesterday.
20% off. That's what I'm waiting for. 20 or 25 or more.
Don't they?
Also, if I eventually get a job, I want
25% off.
A set of Highlands.
Oh, 25%
off. Right now?
Yep. Oh, hang on. Popular Grilly bundles.
I want a set of Highlands over my Wally Grills because mm-hmm. I am going to start propping some of my vining philodendron and pothos for my Wally grow wall. Mm-hmm. I'm confident that there will be just enough light to sustain them. I don't think they'll be super happy, but if I want them to be super happy, I get some Wally Grows or Highlands.
You know, in my living room, how I have like the two pendant ones hanging down on both sides.
Yeah.
I want to get rid of those and get like the rail ones and put those there so that when my pothos grows back up the wall after I chopped it.
You have a whole thing.
Yes. And it's not just a podium, whatever light that I have to keep moving.
Yeah. Soltec lights. Soltec. Only 15% off for the large.
It's the bundles. So you can do two aspects for 25% off.
Oh, two aspects for 25% off?
It's the gift set. So it's two aspects and they come with wall mounts.
No, the wall mounts make it not worth it for me.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, I'm going to wait until they have another buy one, get one free.
Hopefully. That seemed like a
that was a lifetime. Insane.
That is insane for them. I don't have an actual Soltec light.
And I was like, I'm buying them now because buy one, get one free was insane.
I didn't. I was like, I don't need more, but I bought two anyway.
Yeah.
If I have a problem. I won't spend more than $25 on a plant. And my preferred plant is like $12 and under, but like
$200 grow light. Check. Yes.
When you get one free. Sure.
Yeah.
That's the interesting thing about my plant parenthood is I won't spend the money on a plant.
To grow the plants.
Yes.
Spend money on.
Yeah. I'll buy the lights. I'll buy the tent, but I will not put the money into a plant. I will work my way up to trade for the plant
mm-hmm.
or be gifted a small plant.
Yeah.
That is valuable, but like I'm not. What if it dies? That's, you know, X amount of money I spent on this plant. I can't wrap my head around
and how
that.
Many.
That's like every once in a while I think about the elbow that I bought from you. And I'm just like, why did I do that?
Why didn't you just wait?
Oh my God. It was so expensive. It's still the most money I've ever spent on a plant.
It's the most I've ever charged for a plant.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I give you stuff for free now. I'm making up for it.
Yeah.
Dave, don't listen to this episode.
Oh, he knows how much I spent on it. Oh, He's not happy about it. But I'm like, that's in the past.
We're past this. Yeah.
It's like you bought my friendship, even though you didn't need to. You didn't need to spend the money to gain my friendship. I like who you are as a person.
Aww.
Oh, I know. Back to plants.
Are y'all making lists of what's going to go outside this summer?
Everything.
Everything.
Oh.
Okay, not my little tiny small ones. Not my Tycon. I don't want anyone to steal it.
Right.
I don't trust y'all.
Probably like 75% of my
tent. Regal Shield's going to go outside?
I don't know. I feel like if I put the Regal Shield outside, it's going to look like shit by the time it has to come back in.
Yeah.
So I'm like comparing that to it not getting enough light inside. Because it has 17 leaves right now.
Yeah.
But they're not big like they used to be.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But my plant is also so much taller now because of that chunky like trunk on it. So it's not getting. And I was also thinking about putting it under like a grow light because it's kind of getting a little shaded out from the sun in the window because it is so tall. So I'm just like, decisions. I don't want to cut it. I don't want to start it over. I don't want to sell it.
I have to put my normal monster outside. It's just way too big. It takes up because like we have a small living room and it takes up like most of our living room. Honestly,
my tie is taking up most of our bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I've been debating bringing it downstairs and putting it under Soltec.
Yeah, because it's taller than me.
Yeah.
And like the biggest leaf is like 30 some inches. Like it has to go outside.
Christine, do you need a body double to get those two lights put up?
I have Adrian. It's just finding time that we both have, you know, a couple hours to just do it.
Okay. And I was like, I'll come over.
I mean, having your help might be helpful too, just for you have the experience of getting those set up for plants.
Putting them how far away from the wall.
Yeah. So tentatively.
Just put your plant there and then.
True.
Get your light meter out.
Which I need to go get battery for my light meter.
I just changed the battery in mine last week.
Yeah.
It's been flashing for like a month.
Mine's been flashing for longer than that, mm-hmm. and it still hasn't died yet. So I'm like, you don't get a battery till you die.
I was going to say, one day it just won't turn on. That's what happened to me.
Both of my light meters want new batteries. I think the PAR meter takes AAAs, and I got those now.
Yeah, you do.
Christine hooked me up. 36 cents each.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. employee discount.
That is nice.
And they're industrial.
Yeah.
They have a yellow band on them.
Oh.
I don't know.
I'm going to be starting probably some vegetables. I have all my like tubers that I grew outside that I need to start. Mm-hmm. So like my sweet potato vines, I saved those. They're just sitting in dry soil.
You love a sweet potato vine.
I have to water them, give them a little heat and let them start growing. I don't have any more my only colocasia is the Pharaoh's mask. I have the big colocasia. They're just sitting on top of soil. I didn't even bag them. I didn't even leave them in soil. They're just like existing in the basement. Oops. They did it last year. They were fine.
They'll be okay.
They grew. I could start my, what are they called? The colorful ones, coleus. Start my coleus cuttings to start making some of those. Oh, I don't think I saved any of the witch's brew. I think all my one cutting died. Mm. I don't have any backups saved in plant pots.
Dang. Did I tell you what I'm super excited for this spring?
What?
One of my coworkers, shout out to Ryan, he bought a house like a year or two ago that from an old woman who collected hostas. And he wants to get rid of a lot of them. So he looked at me and one of my coworkers, her name is also Jen, was like, if you two bring shovels, you can take as many and whatever ones you want. So we're going to figure out a day that we get to go. He's like, there's at least 100 different kinds.
Wow.
So we are very excited. And we're going to make a full day out of it. And we're going to get a bunch of hostas.
And then you're going to have to bring them home and plant them.
Well, I want to change, you know, that area by that goes from the back of my deck to the backyard. Mm-hmm. We want where all that like rock is that Dave loves that I hate. Oh, my God. He loves river rock. I absolutely hate it. Long story short, I want to get rid of all of that, get rid of all the weeds on the other side and turn that into like a big shade, like type of garden area. So I want to put like a bunch of hostas and everything. And this will save me a lot of money if I can just go get a bunch from him.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very excited for it.
I'm excited for you. There's some cool rare is not the right word. Uncommon hostas.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone always shares the cheap ones you see everywhere.
Yeah.
The basic green and outer variegated ones.
Yeah, no one's ever sharing the like super ones.
Like the blue ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'm fine paying money for those to have the super cool hostas because I do not want the common ones.
Right.
Yeah, because I guess it was this like older lady who that was her hobby was collecting and growing hostas.
Sure.
For like years and years and years and years. So he has all these different types all around his property. And we're all Jen and I are very excited to go.
Nice.
Hopefully you guys don't have to fight over any of them.
Oh, he said they're all massive and they all need to be split anyways, so we're going to be saving him work.
Sure.
True. Love it. Okay, house plans, summer, spring. What's up? What else do we have to do? My watering is increasing.
Yep.
Yep.
Both because the plants are using more water and...
they're starting to grow. Well, which is...
that's the same thing.
Yeah. Soil's dying.
Yeah, the soil's not as good.
It's so funny, like, because we say, oh, it's wintertime. You're going to probably have to water more because stuff's going to be drying out from your heat. And it's like, oh, now it's spring. So you're going to have to start watering more.
It's funny. In December, I don't feel like I watered hardly anything. Because that was like the depths of winter.
Sure. The darkest.
Yep. You know, but then like January, it's been picking up. And like February, it's going to be like crisis time.
Yeah.
And I always tell like newbies to don't repot anything in winter. Wait till March.
Yep.
Because they'll be growing and like they'll be able to bounce back a lot easier then. And then I found, like, one year I made myself wait till March. And then the year after that, I was like, I'm not waiting till March. Like, I did that last year, but now I need to, for my own sanity, start my repotting in February. And I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And no bad things happened. It was all good because everyone was getting light.
My Cupria needs a repot, and I haven't done it yet. Mostly because it's not in a tent, so I don't want to shock it a little too hard yet.
You could wait still.
Yeah. That's probably going to wait until March. My Brassifolia allocation repot too. I bought it with dead soil and I've just been placating it.
That's what I like about having the tent is the stuff in there can get repotted anytime.
Right.
Like, just I think it. Last week I repotted my black cardinal philodendron because I didn't like the soil that was in there. It was just getting kind of icky. Mm-hmm. So pulled it out, pulled off a couple dead leaves, repotted it, trying to give him a little more attention so he gets bigger.
Sure.
I love that guy.
I have to repot my giganteum.
Oof.
Oh no.
Which I'm going to surprise Dave. You're going to get drafted to help me with it.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave.
Because that is not a one person thing.
Mm-hmm.
I keep just cutting off all the roots that are growing out of the bottom.
This is a good solution.
Because it's already in like a 14 inch pot.
Oh, yeah.
So I wait till the roots get like 8 inches out of the bottom and then I just chop them.
Right.
Does yours give you crazy aerial roots too?
Yep.
Yeah. Right now, all of my giganteums are in, I think they're in 8-inch pots. Mm-hmm. And it's really nice because they're a foot and a half tall instead of 8 feet tall and 4 feet wide. And I currently have 2 pots of regular and 1 pot of variegated. And the variegated also gave me a really nice big leaf.
Ooh.
And so the goal with that one eventually will be to grow the maximum, the regular giganteum and the variegated giganteum all together in the same pot. So I don't have to have 3 massive plants.
Well, you know how you gave me 3 cuttings? I have all of them still in the same pot.
Yeah, that's fine.
So now it's just this like bush.
Love it.
And it's hard to move. It's hard to do anything with.
I told you it was a curse when you took those.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you were like, I want it. And now I was like, cool, I love it. No.
It takes up a big part of my tent.
Jeez.
I want to put my polys together. I should do that. My polyneuras. Mm-hmm. I want to put my elbow and my splashy one together. So it's in the same pot.
I need to move my poly to the window because he's in the tent because I started him over.
Yeah.
So he's sufficiently grown in. He can leave the cabinet, but there's not enough light in the window. So I haven't been wanting to put him in the window because I want him to grow. I would put him in my south window.
There's enough light in the window.
Right now?
Yes.
In February?
Yes.
We have more light now than we did last week.
Polyneuras.
The days are getting longer.
Don't need as much light as you would think.
I suppose. Okay, Christine. I'll do it. My sunrise.
You saw my elbow. It's sitting in a west window and it's never moving.
No. I totally believe you. I was growing the poly great in my south window. Sure. It's just there's also a lot of other plants in that south window right now.
Right.
So I'm like, do I really have room for him? No. But I'll make cake room. I think.
You don't seem too sure about that.
I need to put a grow bar in my south window in the plant room so that I can have plants both hanging in the the downstairs. And then currently the only hanging plants I have are in my bedroom south window. And that one's full.
You need to get Highlands in your bay window.
Yeah.
That's what you really need to do.
Okay, don't tell Brandon this. I'm not convinced I like the ones in my stairwell.
I could
ask him to take them down and move them, but like he didn't have a good time putting them up in the stairwell.
Leave the track there. Just get new track. Yeah. That way you can always put them back in.
Yes.
They're only like $25 for the track too.
Yeah.
So just get new track.
I've thought about that. But like, here's the thing. They're cool and the lights are good. The track is shit though.
Mm.
Like the quality of the track.
Any other
is
track.
Shit.
It's probably any other track light.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, he was just mad about it the whole time because it was just such a pain in the ass. So, hi, Soltech reps, if you're listening, please put a little more thought and effort into your Highland tracks.
They probably
tracks.
Won't.
No, I know. I'm sure they don't listen to the podcast, but I'm just letting you know.
No, they can only tell listen shitty. To this podcast. It's the only podcast they listen to.
But, yeah, if I ever feel like spending $888, I can get the Highlands when they go on sale, put one set 4 in my bay window, put another set of 4 over my Wally grows on my one window in the plant room, and then I'll be set. Yay. Do I have $888 to spend on plant lights? Hell no.
No.
Do I want to?
Yeah.
Kind of. Would I like the lights for free from a sugar daddy? Yes.
Even better.
Sugar daddies apply it. RoughAroundTheHedges.com.
Ow. That's not ready yet.
It's not. we don't stand for those, Kaylin, but no, the website's not ready. Oh, that's funny. As a joke, we could do that. Have
the homepage.
Sugar Daddy Dropbox. I'm sorry. I've been talking about sugar daddies kind of lately with like a bunch of different people. I don't know why it's on like the top of my mind.
How long are the tracks on the Highland?
Probably
4 feet.
You can go look at it.
You could. You don't.
I'm doing the math in my head if I would need 1 or 2. So
I'm
probably
fairly
two.
Convinced.
1 for the left, 1 for the right.
Yeah, that's what I'm
one
thinking.
For the middle, that's 3.
You would not need Soltech branded track light tracks.
No.
Honestly, when you buy the Highland, the most like all of the money you're putting into it is the grow lights themselves.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like
the track is basically free.
If you were just going to get track to put in your window to not take on the stuff that's in your stairwell, you could probably just go to Menards and get it in like an 8-foot segment. For $20, and it would work. It's copper's copper. It's all going to run the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I could easily test it with one of the existing lights I already have.
Yeah,
I like the idea of what I did in the stairwell, but I'm having trouble picking out what plants do the best in that setup. And so for like a while, they do well. Like I had the Squammy last year that did amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The Dark Lord did well for a while, but like right now, my Dark Lord has been putting out like smaller and smaller leaves. So I'm like, I probably need to get the Foldy ladder up there and just measure where the light is. But I would think that he's growing in the right direction towards the light, so his leaves should be getting bigger. And I'm just like, why aren't
they? Right.
But with the Wally grows, they're also, the plant has to sit at like a silly angle because they're not fully upright, because I have the plant pots sitting in Wally grows attached to the wall, and that's how they exist in the stairwell. And then I can take them down to water. For the record, everybody, the plant is not potted into the Wally grow. It's in a pot sitting in a Wally grow. I have polyfill stuffed in the sides to keep the plant from tipping.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the plant's not straight up and down. It's kind of pointed at an angle in towards the center. But I don't know. I just, every time I need to put the plants in there, I'm like, which ones? It's kind of a hard choice. I want something that grows up, that gets closer to the light, but also.
It'd be so fun to have trailing plants. So it's like walking through a curtain.
Maybe that's what I should do.
That would be so fun.
But I think the cats I would have to climb them. I would have to move the Wally grows higher.
Yeah.
Because when I originally set them up, I set them up not for trailing plants, but for plants that grow up that would get closer.
It would remind me, but it'd be like plants of like the bead curtains that I used to have on like my closet door.
I always wanted bead curtains. Got it.
Mine were crystal butterflies.
Nice.
They were purple and some were pink.
Nice. Jealous. I have a house. I'm a homeowner. I should get a bead curtain.
You should.
Lived 33 years without a bead curtain. I lived 18 years without a lava lamp.
Wow. I've had so many lava lamps.
I used to have a pink and purple lava lamp.
Nice.
Mine's pink and white with a black base. I went through a phase where I would buy them at Goodwill.
Oh, nice.
I had like,
you can't really find them anymore. I mean.
Oh, you can. You can. They sell them at Fleet Farm.
They have them at Target and shit. I'm saying like, but they're not like. As easily thrifted, like to find like the vintage lava lamps anymore.
Oh, I don't think I ever found a vintage one. They were all just like something a kid didn't want.
You had a pink one at college.
That's the same one I currently have. Nice. And if you'll remember, I did pick up multiple thrifted ones, and then they had those really big ones at Spencer's that I think you and I each got one.
I had a blue one. I took that with me to Virginia. It didn't come back from Virginia. I should get another one.
Dave has a really old, I think it's Banquet, like a beer branded lava lamp somewhere. Because, you know, his dad used to work for, like, a beer distributor.
I didn't know that.
So, yeah. So that's what Dave's original job was, too, was they worked at a beer distributor. So we have a bunch of all this, like, beer-branded stuff everywhere.
Nice.
And flashlights.
And Legos. Legos has been his new kick.
I have trouble thinking about what else we have to do in the spring. What do we get ready for?
Just stuff we're growing. So
I think it's
growing.
Just a mental thing.
Mental prep
the mindset of, all right, game time.
Stagnated over the winter.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have that little break.
Yep.
Plants take the break, we take the break.
Just preparing yourself to put more effort into it.
Not excited for all the plants that are going to have to get chopped before they come inside next fall.
Oh.
Like my ficus.
I'm going to try the other way. I'm going to try and chopping my ficus down real hard before they go out this year.
Oh.
So they can spend all summer getting tall and big and beautiful.
And bushing out.
I'm going to try it, see what happens.
My tanuki, I chopped probably in September, and it's currently now at the point where it's giving me normal sized leaves and looking good. But like it was also, you know, dark. It was under a grow light too.
Yeah.
It's been under a grow light since it came in. So like it hasn't necessarily done its dormancy thing, but like it'll take 3 months for those guys to start doing their thing again. So you chop in March. That way they're growing by June when they get to go outside. Actually, that would be the thing. Chop in March, and then 3 months is June when we get to put them outside.
Mm-hmm.
If we have a normal June. I always get worried because remember, it would be 3 years ago at this point where it was still like 40 in June. We didn't really get to put stuff out until like the end of June. It was horrible.
That might have been when I was in the apartment.
I think it was your first summer here.
So it wasn't like it would be kind of critical because I didn't have the big plant windows that June. Either way, I have a second greenhouse this year.
Nice.
My birthday Christmas gift from my parents.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stack them end to end so it's a little tunnel. Mm. Secret tunnel. Should get a little name plaque for it and put that like right over the entrance. I'm excited for more room to put plants outside. It's not even going to be more plants outside. It's just going to be bigger plants outside.
Sure.
That's it. Because everything's going to be bigger. And I'm going to have a real tough time bringing stuff in. Why is it
always
like this? That's
always the worst. It's always hard to bring stuff in. And then, like, you're like me and you get more plants during the summer and you don't realize how many more you got until you go to bring them in the fall and you have no idea where you're going to put everything.
I have been cognizant of not having enough room for a long time now, so that's not really my thing.
That was my issue last year.
But I have a problem with up-potting, as everyone knows.
Yes.
So things just get bigger, and then before you know it, there's less room and I have to buy more light. pockets. Running out of corners to put them in. Okay. Plan of the week?
Yeah.
I consult my list. I have a list now.
I got distracted looking at lava lamps.
What color are you going to get?
There's a really cool one called Aurora Borealis that I might get. It's like purple and blue.
Oh, that would be pretty.
Good old Amazons.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, you should get it.
We like that.
It would match my computer theme right now. I've been really into Aurora Borealis on my computer.
Love it. Okay, my plan of the week is my Hoya Sunrise. I got gifted a sunrise from Catherine. I just asked for cuttings on Wish Wednesday, and she was like, here's a whole plant. I was like, oh, shit. So I took it. I chopped and propped it. It is a monster in a 5-inch pot right now. And it's going crazy, and I'm almost a little scared. I probably need to up-pot it.
My sunrise is about to bloom.
Nice. Not today, but sometime in the future. I might want cuttings of that.
Which one?
Sunrise. I miss it.
Okay. I think we talked about this back when I got it.
Just because it's such an easy one to sunstress.
And the sunstress looks so pretty. Good.
Yeah, it looks
so nice. I got mine for free at a free table.
Love it. Nice. Yeah, I was sad when I sold my big one and didn't take a cutting. Mm. And then didn't realize it till it was too late. Glad I have that one back. Not exactly glad it's a monster because, again, space is an issue, but he's doing very well. So, and I have shown Catherine pictures. He's a monster.
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 Mine is going to be my begonia Black Fang.
Ooh, it's Black Fang?
Yeah.
I don't remember that being its name.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool one. Just angry, jaggedy.
At least that's what we think it is. I've asked a few people and that's kind of what we think it is.
Yeah.
Black Fang. Google. Ooh, that is fun. It looks like
it's like spiky and pointy.
Yeah.
And it's got like the green, all black with like the green stripes.
That's cool.
And wasn't that like a Clarence plant Menards?
Yeah. Home Depot.
Oh. Uh-huh. Gotta love it.
It's really cool.
It's a great way to find begonias.
It is.
And then you get really good at rehabbing them, which you kind of have to be a begonia owner anyway, because sometimes
they're moody.
Just look like shit. Like all mine have powdery mildew.
Mine's going to be my Alocasia Dragon's Breath.
Ooh.
Because I've had that thing 2 years now, mm-hmm. and I'm just now finally getting like Dragon's Breath, like super long leaves.
They're
my newest leaf
insane
is probably close to 20 inches. I'll have to I'll have to measure it when I get home. But I was like, thank God finally, because it's been years of it just being piddly, and I finally just chopped it all back and restarted it. And
what is it like for light?
It's in a cabinet. It likes a lot of light.
A lot of light.
Mm-hmm. All of the light.
I threw it outside last summer to see if it would kick off, and it just like, nah.
Mine's been giving me guff.
Yeah.
So I put it in the tent, but in like a lower light spot to like, because he was under a lot of light.
Yeah.
His leaves were all planted down. So I've given him less light. Now he's like happy about it, but it's still not what I would consider high light.
Mm-hmm. Add that to the list of things I need to prep for this summer or this spring is taking a shelf out of one of my grow tents.
So you can have taller.
So I can have taller plants in there, because Dragon's Breath, Elbow, what's the other alocasia that's sitting in there right now? Green Velvet. Like, those are all going to get, they like a lot of light, and I can't give them that in my window, and I don't want to put them outside because they didn't do well. And then, mm-hmm. So they just need that extra oomph. Or I look into getting a new grow tent / shelf.
Where are you going to put it?
Right next to the other one.
So it would be a matching one. It wouldn't be a tent.
But I just would not put that middle shelf in, so I could have tall plants.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Your shelf with the little sleeve thing that's clear. It is nice.
Yeah.
It's a nice
Works
little.
Great for Hoya.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right next to the kitchen sink, so everything can just
and
get out and
in
get
the dining
sprayed.
Room, which is essentially like the crux of your apartment on the first floor.
Yeah, little showcase.
Nice light.
But anytime anyone comes over that's not a plant person, they're like, you have a lot of plants. I guess you do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have nearly as many as some people.
Right. Okay, cool, everybody. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Rough Around the Hedges. Hope you got some inspiration.
Hopefully you're listening to us while you're working on your spring projects.
Lovely fix of ADHD as well. You're welcome.
As always.
All right, folks. Stay rough.
Bye-bye.
Toodaloo.